After this, we can start with the marinade, right? And, you know, 2 seconds later, like this. Remember?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, golly, what can you say? We're going to do a song that was written by Cy Conn. This is all about what Cy would do if he had his chance to do it all over again. It's called Wild Rose of the Mountain. Surely live it over. Only walk in brand new shoes and slide down a clover. Go to work on Christmas Day, all the rest was sporting. Spend 9 days down at the creek and every night at the courting.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the wild rose of the mountain.
Drinking whiskey,
whiskey from a white oak barrel, sure to make good liquor. Makes the night look twice as bright and the days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, and the wild rose of the mountain.
Truck, I'd fill it up with water, paint a catfish on the side, make believe I caught her.
Drive slowly down the road, try to keep from bumping. Park it down the side of that creek and watch those fish come jumping. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugarcane, and the wild rose of the mountain.
by the hand and we'd lay down together.
Oh, the days I was young, thoughts keep returning. Drive the winter cold away just like a log fire burning. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the wild rose of the mountain.
Traditional American song called The Wagner's Lad.
Oh, hard is the fortune of a womankind. She's always controlled. She's always confined. Until she
Very much. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you. Well, here's one for all the vegetarians out in the audience, and I know there's a lot of you out there. I see some people who look a little pale right now. It looked like they got hungry about 5 o'clock and went down to Mother Sarah's Good Vibes food store and snitched a bunch of chocolate-covered almonds out of the $5.20 a barrel bin. Ate some of those because they didn't have any ham for breakfast, I guess. So Lorraine wrote a song just for you very people. This one's called Ratatouille. Thank you.
you do this to me? Ratatouille, ratatouille, ratatouille. Not everybody can get into ratatouille. Wee, 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 ratatouille.
Thank you. Thank you. We'd like to do a song that we learned from a fellow by the name of Milton Brown and his Musical Brownies. That was the name of his band. And the song sort of sums up everything that we feel is really important in life and tells
us. Never tried Musical Brownies before, Freda.
Musical Brownies? They're really good, Paul. You should try them sometime, you know. Anyway, this song is called Goofus. Well, it's hammer dulcimer time again, and Lorraine's going to bring up the bowed psaltery, and we're going to do a tune that was written by a fellow named Tulloch O'Carolan, who lived way back when. I don't know exactly when, but he wrote this tune about one of his favorite pastimes, and he calls this O'Carolan's Draft.
This is an instrument that Paul built, by the way, bowed psaltery, and it's played such as this, if you've never seen one before. I used to use it to chase my cat around the house. It's very... worthwhile instrument.
She doesn't have a cat anymore. I wonder what happened to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we'd like to do a song now that comes from the singing of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. We learned this fairly recently, and it's hard a song to introduce. It sort of says a lot about, I think, what we all try and do in life as we go from day to day and meet people and, you know, all that stuff. So anyway, it's called Malice Toward None.
The truth and life will be defended. come.